No fish or anything else for some people. People who occasionally fast, some for religious reasons, others for health reasons. Well, is fasting good for you? Los Angeles Times reporter Sherry Rowan looked into it, and she spoke earlier with my colleague Alex Cohen.
What you're writing about is something called intermittent fasting. Could you explain what that means?
That means going without food for a certain period of time. It can mean even skipping a single meal, but most people think of it as skipping several meals.
And in the research that you've been doing, what have you found to be some of the physical benefits of this type of fasting?
There aren't a lot of studies that describe how this sort of thing affects humans. There are a lot of studies in animals, and most of the evidence points to positive benefits. It can help people become more sensitive to insulin, and that allows the body to function better. It also seems to help people with cognitive skills in aging. One of the more recent studies suggests that people who practice this sort of thing have memory skills and some other cognitive skills that are a little bit sharper than their peers who would not be practicing intermittent fasting. And there's also some evidence that it could slow the rate of cells that could lead to cancer.
Now, it seems that all of this goes against some of the other nutritional advice that's out there that says if you don't eat, you're starving your body, and then whenever you do eat, your body will retain all of the calories, and you could actually gain weight by doing this.
Yes, there's definitely a conflict here, and it is true that when you stop eating for a period of time, your metabolism does change, and when you start eating again, the body wants to hang on to those calories because the metabolism has slowed down. So that is a part of this that can backfire on people. The bigger concern, I think, is that people who fast, once they resume eating, they may overeat. For weight loss purposes, that will probably undo any of the benefits that you'll get from fasting. And the idea really is to fast and then return to a normal, healthy diet on the other days of the week when you are eating.
I feel we would have to include here as well a word of caution, because it seems as if, especially psychologically speaking, you're walking a fine line. I can imagine parents out there hearing this, worrying that their daughters might become anorexic when hearing something like this.
Yes, absolutely. Intermittent fasting, and which is also called calorie restriction, isn't for everyone. It's not for children and adolescents. They're still growing, so they should not be restricting calories. The other thing is people with illnesses should not attempt this without talking to their doctors. Now, some people with diabetes actually may benefit from this, but again, that's something that people should check with their doctors about.
Finally, a personal question in the midst of writing on this topic. Did you try fasting at all, and if so, how'd it go?
I have fasted occasionally for religious reasons, and I always find it difficult and yet sort of exhilarating by the end of the day, like I've accomplished something. And I think what it's taught me in the past is that I can survive. And I think there might be a lesson in that for everyone, that we're so used to eating on a regular basis. This sort of reminds people that they can live without food for a period of time. Our body actually adapts very well to it.
Sherry Rowan writes about intermittent fasting for the Los Angeles Times. Thank you.
Thank you.